RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550. Tee to Green on WGR is presented by Woods to Wedges, by Michelob Ultra, by the Western New York PGA, by Custom Turf, and by our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantara, and Briarwood. It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning, everyone, from Lockport Town and Country Club. Tee to Green is on the air on a beautiful day. The sun is out, it's shining, and I think golf weather is finally here as we welcome you inside. Beautiful clubhouse here at Lockport Town and Country Club. Brian Cozio, PGA Pro Jeff Metis here, and we've got some guests coming up in just one moment. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Good to see you again.
Same here.
One of our favorite patios to sit on throughout the year, this beautiful view, and the sun shining through, nice and warm, and I think golfers are waking up with a little better attitude this morning.
Absolutely. It finally seems as though spring is going to be here after
next weekend it'll be 40.
No. It looks beautiful. But yeah, we're here at Lockport Town and Country Club in our normal nice corner spot overlooking the first tee from inside the windows here. And then on the other side, we get to see the 18th, the iconic 18th.
That's right, with their new patio. Yep. Very nice.
Yep. And we'll be talking about that coming up here in just a few minutes. Anyway, lots to talk about here over the course of the next hour. Of course, our normal golf roundtable. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week coming up. We will also get some thoughts coming up on what's going on the PGA Tour. Also, there's a great new special going on here at Lockport Town and Country Club. Melissa Pinkman is going to join us, the marketing director, coming up in about a half hour or so from now. Roland O'Malley, the great general manager, is here with us. And Judd Noto, the new PGA professional. Judd, Roland, good morning. Thanks for coming,
coming
on
with us. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Roland, thanks for always for having us be a part of the show. You guys have been a long supporter of our Tee to Green broadcast, and we always love coming back here, so thank you.
Thank you. We love having you here. You know that.
Looking great dressed, as always, as you always are here.
He's well-dressed, yes, at 7 in the morning.
That's
nice.
Right. He's the best dressed of our group here.
Yeah, and your super looks. He's dressed very, very warm right now, driving around out there.
That's right.
Still a little cold out
yes,
there.
Yes, it is.
It is, absolutely. So anyway, Judd, welcome to the show here, as well as you're joining us here for the first time. I know you're probably excited to get golf season going and underway.
Sure, I appreciate you guys having me. Obviously, we've been off to a slow start this year. The snow actually just melted out in the course on Thursday afternoon, so we're looking forward to a good season. Today's the first day. The sun's really been out all day, so hopefully we get some golfers out there.
Just talk a little bit about your background with you coming here to Lockport now for the first year.
Obviously, this is my first year here. I'm replacing Ed Borick, who was here for 27 years. I had the opportunity to meet Ed this week. He seems like a great guy and gave me some great input on the job. Originally, I'm from Western New York. I grew up in just south of Rochester. I grew up playing at Stafford Country Club, and I went to college at Penn State for the PGM program, and had the good fortune of working for some top pros at some top clubs. I worked at Shinnecock Hills and National Golf Links, and I had the opportunity to work for Jay Sutherland at the Country Club of Buffalo, which was an excellent opportunity. Jay does a great job there, and I was very fortunate, and I'm super excited to be back to the area to work at Lockport Town and Country Club.
Excellent. Roland, what did you find so attractive in Judd here that you brought him on board?
You know, his experience, his mannerism, I mean, he's just really, he brought a lot to the table, and it just, it seemed like after our first visit, as he was leaving, I went and I go, that's our next pro. You know, you get that feeling.
Yeah.
I said, he's going to be the one, and so far, it was the right choice. Doing a great job.
Excellent.
So, Roland, as a general manager, you obviously see value in a PGA professional. Can you tell us a little bit about what value a PGA professional will bring to an operation like Lockport Town and Country?
The golf professional brings better experience to your members. It makes them want to play more golf. Judd had a lot of experience in instruction, so he's going to spend a lot of time with our members. Better golfers play more golf. You know that.
Correct.
Without a good PGA professional to sell merchandise or tell people what they need, they really at times need to be told what they need to play a better game of golf and make the game more fun, which is what we're all trying to accomplish, so that they're out here on your courses more. And I see a lot of that. I see a lot transitioning that way, where people are, we're making our courses a little bit more playable to the average golfer to make it more fun day for them to get out, because you want them back. You know, if they're struggling through their game, no one runs to struggle themselves. Well, I do, but most don't come back and keep utilizing the course, and that's our goal. And that's what the golf professional brings to it. They create better golfers.
Yeah, no, it makes a ton of sense. You think, you know, when you get better, you're motivated to want to, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, and I like the word you used, fun. Yeah, golf is supposed to be fun. We often forget. Yeah, you use words like grind, work on your game, et cetera, but yeah, you're out there to have fun.
That's right. Judd Noto, the PGA professional here at Lockport, joining us. Roland O'Malley, the general manager, along with PGA Pro Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Colziel here on Tee to Green. We're obviously here at Lockport Town and Country Club. The sun is out.
Yes, it is.
It's right in my eyes, actually.
Yeah, I have sunglasses on indoors.
Judd, I'm not looking at you when you're making great points. I'm just the sun is right in my
right
eyes.
Today, yeah.
You know what? I'm not complaining. I'm still kind
it's
of thinking,
been a while.
What
right?
is that in the sky there, right there? It's beautiful here. As it drapes over the first hole as we look at this great course, and looking forward to talking about the course here in just one moment. I want to pick up one thing though. Roland said that he really liked Judd's background on instruction, and that's mm-hmm. something that we talk about quite a bit. And Jeff, I'll get your thoughts, and then Judd, you too. But instruction, I know, is something that my son, who's 8 and is very excited about this. I know you had said, like, starting off on the right foot, like, that can help quite a bit.
Right.
No matter what the age, if you want to pick up golf and get going, going to a PGA professional to start and kind of getting yourself on that right foot is the best move, because the worst thing you can do is pick up bad habits either through yourself or through someone else, and then all of a sudden, as you know, it makes it 10 times more difficult to try to go back and fix it later.
Well, yeah, and we talk about this a lot. There's a lot of cliches that golfers pass around to each other that are certainly detrimental to playing the game well. You know, like kids, like we talk about your son. Well, swing easy. You don't want kids to swing easy. You want them to create speed. Or when you're playing with your buddies and they tell you to keep your head down or your eye on the ball, there isn't a bigger myth out there in the game of golf, or your left arm straight, or my favorite is swing the club out towards the target. Well, that's just a terrible move that is going to get a lot of golfers in trouble. So little things like just understanding the simple concepts of the golf swing, or going to see a PGA pro. They talk to the best players in the world, have players they work with or pros they work with. They're usually PGA professionals that help them with their swing. Jack Nicklaus went every spring to work on his grip, his stance, his alignment, his posture. Same thing in the spring. I get a lot of lessons where people, hey, let's just get a little tune-up. Let's make sure we're in good shape for the season. Let's make sure some things haven't got out of whack or have gone, you know, if you've been trying to hit a hook, maybe you've gone a little too far with that. Or if you've been working with your grip, maybe you got it too strong or too weak. So those things you just want to check with someone who's knowledgeable. And if you do it all day, every day, and you've been trained to do it, as PGA professionals are, it certainly makes it easy for us to fix it.
What about instruction, Judd? Just a follow-up on Jeff's thoughts.
Yeah, I agree with Jeff, absolutely. I think instruction needs to be tailored to each individual student. Obviously, everyone swings differently, but I feel it's important to work with them. And one of the key, especially with juniors, is to make it fun. Because if it's not fun, they're not going to want to come back to junior clinics or junior leagues every week. So you want to create different competitions and events for them to make it fun and competitive.
Yeah. That's why that PGA Junior League is so cool.
Sure.
Because they go out there, they have fun, they wear jerseys, your son
did it.
It's a team thing. If you hit a bad shot, it's okay, you know. And,
The setup for that is just perfect. Last week, the team that my son is on with, which is the Tanterra Fox Valley combined team, we had our first practice, and already just some of the elements of taking fun into it. But right away, you could see also, too, even they felt at ease, but even I know that the moms and the dads hanging around, they felt at ease of describing the format that we're going to play with, which is a two-man scramble format.
Perfect.
I mean, that's
fun.
Not only is that fun, competitive, but it also... It relieves the pressure that I don't have to be
play your own
perfect
ball
on every shot and everything like that. So I know that's one thing, Judd. I know that we talk about quite a bit on the show is, of course, growing the game. It's one of the mission statements I know that you guys have as a PGA professional. But the next wave of golfers coming up, we know there was the huge influx in the mid and late 90s with Tiger Woods coming in. And we're seeing now those players on the PGA Tour. We know Jordan Spieth's, Ricky Fowler's, Justin Thomas's, all their heroes. Patrick Reed's even said it. He, growing up, that their hero was Tiger. Well, this next generation, whether there's a Tiger or not to hook them in or not, we'll have to find out. But they're the next wave of golfers, which is going to keep the industry growing strong. So we've got to obviously keep them alive and well and enjoying the game.
Absolutely. There's a lot of other opportunities out there. A lot of kids play soccer, baseball in the summer, so you really have to make it enticing for them to come out to the club and make competitive environments, especially for the advanced juniors. Like here at Lockport Town and Country Club, I'm going to have an advanced junior program for the more advanced and skilled juniors to have the opportunity to come out a bit more and play a bit more.
Yeah. Roland, just how about, I know that families now, I know it's something you obviously take great pride in here as a part of your membership, but part of that is having juniors involved too. What can you speak upon that here at Lockport Town and Country Club?
We've benefited over the last probably 10 years as a lot of families joining our club because of, and a lot of that had to do with your PGA professional having a junior program for them to play. We've made options for college students at a reduced rate to be here to play golf, high school kids, junior. They can come in and play golf, get a very reasonable golf membership to play year-round every single day. I've seen kids here play 36 holes a day, and that's just
youth. Yes,
that's just and on top of it, walk those 36
good legs.
Holes.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
There's a lot of
hills here.
Those are the things that make you proud. Those are, you know, when the parents bring in the kids to learn this game because they want to play golf with their kids. I had someone in the last Saturday morning, she sat there and she goes, I've gotten away from golf and now all my kids want to play golf. I need a membership because I want to start playing and my husband's going to start playing because we want to do this with our kids. You know, and that's a plus. That's the change that's happening. Parents are doing a lot of things with their kids, and one of it I think is going to start turning. It's going to turn towards golf.
Yeah, I agree with you. You see a lot of that. More golf has changed. Golf, the demographics, the people that are playing, and even the amount that they're playing. I see a lot more wives and families and juniors playing now than 10 years ago by a mile. And the other thing is people are playing more nine-hole rounds just because it fits into their schedule nicely. You know, it's 2 hours with a family with young kids. So you do see that change, and you need to adapt and improvise as you go along as a golf professional. But that's a positive.
Yeah, and I saw that what Jack Nicklaus was saying, too, about how that, you know, as he goes forward with, I know he obviously is involved, well, he's involved in everything, but with golf, but course design, that he's looking to design more nine-hole courses and family-friendly courses and things like that. And, that is something, too, I think, and I'm as guilty of anybody of when I play nine, it's always that... I'm sure there's a little ego involved, too, of the, like, well, what's my score? You know, that sort of thing of, like, well, it's, you know, I didn't complete 18 holes and, like, you know,
still post it, right,
trying
right?
to get to, of course, you know, just times two, right?
Yeah,
you know, I had a good nine, times two, done, no.
Yeah.
That mystique of that it doesn't have to be, it doesn't always necessarily have to be 18 holes in order to feel like you played and had an enjoyable day.
Right. I mean, 18 holes has taken 4.5 to 5 hours, and a lot of people, especially the younger generation, doesn't have the time to spend that long, whether it be the week or weekends. So nine holes becoming more and more popular.
And one of the things we're doing, because pace of play is another one of those barriers that people talk about, you know, at Glen Oak we're having a 4:15 expectation to play, and we're they're calling them PGA tees, U.S. Kids Golf. We're moving some forward tees up. So if you're a junior and the women's tees are, or a woman and the women's tees are too far for me, we're going to have tees up
move
in the middle
up.
Of the fairway. Yeah.
Sure.
So go up. It's that whole.
Listen, we have men that are playing the wrong tees. You know that.
Yeah. We talk about tee
lot
forward.
Of them, right? Yeah.
How often have we talked about tee forward, how successful it's been, how much more fun people have playing from appropriate tees?
I want to throw in something that I was going to bring up later, but I think it's a good time now. We talked about pace of play. Quite a bit of, actually, PGA pros on Twitter responded to a topic this week. Kip Henley, a caddy, had said that he was sitting there talking about how the pace of play, he said, is just getting ridiculous on the PGA Tour. And here's his tweet. He says, "I get these greens are tough with lots of runoffs, and the wind blew hard." He's talking about last week's event at the RBC Heritage down in Hilton Head. But he said, "But that adds way more math." He said, "We were never out of position today, but we were 20 minutes shy of a six-hour round. Come on, Turtles. This is bad for the game." Steve Flesh, who actually did quite well last week on the Champions Tour event, said, "It's never going to change. The younger they get, the slower they get. Green books, checklists, fast greens, analytics, wind. No one seems to be able to pull the trigger, and they have no repercussions here on tour. We're bad role models."
Oh, and in college golf, it's the same. I coach college golf. It was ridiculous, and I would agree. They're going through all these putting machinations, and they've got their yardage books out, and they're throwing the grass up in the air 3, 4, 5 times. They're watching their idols do this all the time. Now they think that's the way the golf needs to be played. How many times have you played a round of golf where you just got on a cart or you just walked by yourself, you play fast, all of a sudden you're like, wow, I'm playing
play
great.
Better,
yeah,
right?
I'm
yeah.
not even thinking about
not
it.
Thinking.
I'm just buzzing around with my buddies, and or how many times, Judd, have you played a practice round where you're just trying to get 18 holes in
Absolutely.
Real quick. You add it up when you're done. I'm like, wow, I played
well.
Two
and a half, 3 hours, you're done, and
yeah, you
play better
because
you're not thinking.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I know at our club, that's something we're really working on attacking this year. I know you, I'm sure you will. Every club works on attacking. It just takes one person, one group to ruin a day for everybody. So, that's something you just have to be cognizant of when you're out there. And I think if you create that culture, I think golf's going that way too. People, we're trying to get away from that 5 hour round at clubs and when you play. And, but the PGA Tour and college golf is not setting a good example for us.
Yeah, well, I know that, from the members that I know that are here, that's one thing that I know they find attractive is that rounds don't take 6 hours here at
no.
Lockport.
We have people that, and they, on the show a few years ago, we have people that get out here in the morning and get out early.
Yeah.
They walk. They can walk this
referring
course.
Referring to Mr. Height?
Yes.
Yes.
We
yeah, I was looking for him.
I know.
I was
looking for him walking up 17.
Yeah.
I remember when we were...
Frost delay. Better
when we
not
were,
be on 17.
When we were here a few years ago, Bill Height, the former Sabre, a member here, we were here setting up before the show. So, you know, 6:40-ish, we're sitting here 20 minutes before the show, and someone's walking down 17. I'm thinking, who's here? Who's, you know, and then you told me, like, yeah, he's already been playing. Yeah. I mean, in the summer, obviously, a little more daylight. But, I think that's definitely something that if you're looking for somewhere to play and time of rounds is an importance to you, which probably it is with many, then this is a good place to play.
This is awesome for it. I mean, Judd spoke of it, and you speak of these four hours and 15, 4.5 hours. I mean, they're getting them done in under 4 hours here, which is, number one, it takes skill, and they know the course to get around it. But that's what makes this a much smoother, tee time, tee, they're going. There's not really a lot of backup here. It's always been around the 4 hours, 4 hour and 10 minutes, or under 4 hours, which with a lot of them walking, believe it or not. And this is not the easiest course in Western New York to try to walk and get around. You've all played it, so you know it's not. So it's
But yeah, I would say it's skill. It's just awareness. When it's your turn to hit, you hit. And that's a culture that's created probably at a club and in your own foursome. You can create that culture in your foursome. So when it's time to hit, you hit. You don't sit there and wait for the wind to change directions for you.
That's right. Tee to Green live here at Lockport Town and Country Club. 7:17 is the time here on our opening segment. Thanks for being with us. Along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas, I'm Brian Colziel. Judd Noto, the new PGA professional, is joining us, as well as the general manager, Roland O'Malley. And the sun is out. It's beautiful. The birds are flying away here from our first tee box. So spring is in the air. So I hope you get a chance to play no matter where you're heading out to play this year. Before we let Judd go here on this first segment, let's get in our Western New York PGA tip of the week. And it's brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond. And we're going to talk about creating more speed. And Jeff, I know when we prep before the show, I always ask you about the tip of the week, and I know that was something that you wanted to bring to the table this week. So
that's because I'm getting older.
That's right. And, you're looking to create more speed.
I'm looking to create more speed
year. You tell my young son, don't tell him to swing slow. Tell him to try to swing with speed. So what are some of the keys to swinging with speed? And for those that are listening this year that say, I want to generate more speed for this year upcoming, what are some of the keys? And then, Judd, you can jump in with your thoughts on
it. Yeah, I think, well, first of all, people don't practice creating speed. There's a lot of, a lot of bad advice out there. Swing easy, all this stuff that gets people to not create speed. I like a few drills. First of all, try to practice creating speed. Take your 7-iron and try to hit it as far as you can. You know, hood it down, hit a hook, whatever. Make some swings and get in the habit of swinging with speed. Swing as hard as you want, as long as you can stay in balance, I say, or still make good contact. If you're swinging a weighted club, that's not helping you create speed. That may help make you stronger, but it's not creating speed. So swing, flip the golf club around, put the head of the club in your hand, and make a bunch of swings. You'll hear that swish. Try to make that swish the loudest just past impact, and try to create, get in the habit of swinging faster. If you never practice swinging fast, you won't have the ability to swing fast. And especially with children, they learn to create speed at a young age. At a certain point, if you haven't ever created speed or done anything athletic in a golf swing, it gets harder and harder to ever gain that speed. So as we talk about with your son, swing hard, okay? I want people to hit it as hard as they can. We can always teach them to hit it straight later.
Absolutely. I agree with Jeff. As a junior growing up, I had the opportunity to work with Craig Harmon at Oak Hill, and he would always teach me.
Good name to work with.
Yeah, he was the best. But he would say, I don't care how fast you swing back. He said, I want you to swing through as quick as you can. And he taught me that from the time I was 10, 11 till whenever. But I think it's very important, and you see more and more PGA Tour professionals especially working out now. Fitness is becoming big, where 20 years ago, 15 years ago, before Tiger was out there, no one worked out. So I think that really helps as well.
Before we let you go, Judd, by the way, again, Western Europe PGA Tip of the Week, if you want to, any of these things you're hearing about, instruction, you want to just start golf, maybe this is the year you feel like you want to start, you want to get your son or daughter involved, everything you can check out at the Western Europe PGA website, WNYPGA.com. Judd, you also said part of your previous track record, you were at Shinnecock Hills, which I would be a poor host if I didn't ask you one thing about that before we let you go, because that's the site of this year's U.S. Open. It'll be the next major on the PGA Tour calendar. What sort of challenges are the pros going to have here? I was there in 2004. Were you there in 2004?
I was there in 2004.
When Goosen outlasted Mickelson.
He made all the putts back nine. Really, in 2004, which I tell a lot of people because they always ask me, the wind never really blew.
Yeah.
And the scores were super high. I think the course was set up. I think it's going to be set up a little bit different this year.
That was the year there was controversy with the seventh green, right?
I remember they were
hosing in between groups. I remember standing there watching them they'd be putting on six, the next group getting to walk over to the 17, and they were hosing during competition. I mean, I was pretty
amazed. Yeah, that's a Redan
that
hole where the green sloped heavily from left to right, so it was tough to even keep balls on the green because everything would slope and roll off.
Beyond that, though, I'm sure they're going to make sure that doesn't happen this time around.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep it more green. I think last time they firmed it up quite a bit because the rough wasn't quite high enough as they anticipated. So I think it's going to be a great open. I think if the wind blows, the scores are going to be high. They'll keep those greens firm and fast, which makes quite a challenge there with the winds.
Yeah, it's a cool place.
I'm looking forward to it, though. It's going to be a great year.
For me, I feel like when I think about Shinnecock Hills, the first thing I think of is Corey Pavin hitting that fairway.
95. Yep. They still have a plaque in the fairway.
Do they have one? Yeah. Where he hit it.
He hit a forward from like 195 yards it was.
And he was not a long hitter, and even admits to it. But that was the shot of his career.
Yep. Now guys are hitting 7-iron that far.
Yeah.
It's like they've got the plaque at Oak Hill where Sean McKeel hit that famous 7-iron to clinch the PGA
Championship. I've tried hitting 7-iron from there. I can't reach. Yeah, at Oak Hill.
A little too far.
Well, that green goes up right at the end. You think you got it, and then it drops right in front. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
Roland O'Malley, the GM, thank you again for having us here. Before we let you go, I know we don't want to steal Melissa's thunder here coming up, but I know you guys are excited about there's a new special going on. Melissa's going to tell us all about that, but you showed us the completed patio outside. It looks tremendous. I'm sure you're very proud of how it all turned out.
It turned out fantastic. It's better than what we had expected it to be, and it's just created a big buzz and adrenaline rush from your members. They love being out there. We finished out the year last year out there. We had a long season, so we were able to have the fire pits going. And it just gave a whole different atmosphere to Lockport Town and Country Club. It fit right in there like it's always been there. Yeah. When you look at it now, you would think, you know, what did it used to look like? Because it just fit in perfect. And everybody's just really enjoying it. And it's just created a buzz, and it's made it, you know, a lot more fun for everybody around here.
Yeah. No, it looks great. Absolutely.
Except for the guy that misses the putt on 18.
Because he gets heckled?
Yes.
Yeah, good. They should get heckled.
I think that sets up perfect for if you're sitting out there after you're watching people play 18, a little gallery. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah. There'd be some chirping, I can imagine. if Sylvester was there, we'd be chirping him, wouldn't he?
That's right. Yes. Absolutely. Kevin is, for those of you, by the way, wondering where Kevin is, he's normally part of our roundtable. He is at the Valero Texas Open. He'll be joining us in our final 5 minutes of the show to give us an update on what's going on there this week with our PGA Tour event. So that's coming up. We'll get our PGA check of the leaderboard. Also, our Champions Tour report coming up. You're going to like who's in the lead, by the way, at the Champions Tour report.
I like all the old guys now.
Have you seen?
I have not.
Well, it'll be a name you'll definitely know.
Ooh, the tease.
That's right. So we'll have that coming up. And also, we mentioned it there. There's a great new special going on here at Lockport Town and Country Club. So if you've ever had your interest about this place, you'll get the chance to hear more about that as Melissa Pinkham's going to join us coming up, the marketing director, next segment as well. Judd, thanks so much. It was
a pleasure. Thank you guys
for meeting
me. I appreciate
you.
It.
Yeah, welcome to the neighborhood.
That was a great segment. So we're back for another radio show this year.
Sounds
so
good.
Keep your radio
voice.
We'll see
you soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Roy.
Thanks,
Roland, you going to stick with us for next segment?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. All right. More from Lockport Town and Country Club here on Tee to Green as we roll on WGR. Back with more in just a few moments. It is time for our check of the PGA Tour Champions Tour report. And it is brought to you by Absolute Care. They are playing this week in kind of a fun spot, Ridgedale. And it's the, let me get the official, the Big Cedar Lodge. I knew it was a big lodge.
The Big Cedar Lodge in Ridgedale?
That's right.
Where's Ridgedale?
It's the Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf in Missouri.
Oh.
That's right. Here's your leader. It's actually a team event. Michael Allen, who's partnered with, I'll give you one guess, your guy on this.
My guy, Freddie?
No, John Daly.
Oh, how is he my guy? He's not my guy.
You always want to know what he's doing.
I never want to know what he's doing.
That's
no.
Right.
He's jumping out of the way of cars not to get hit.
Sometimes
in front
he
of
is.
Hooters. Yeah.
Yeah. Allen and Daly are right now your leaders through two rounds. It's a four-round event on the PGA Champions Tour this week.
It's like PGA Junior League, two-man teams, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
They're up one shot on a whole big group of golfers, including the pair of Longer and Lehman. That seems like a pretty tough pair.
Yeah.
Right there.
Not a lot of chit-chat going on there.
No. The pair, though, to follow that might be fun is the pair that are two back, that is Jimenez and Olazabal. I'd like to be the announcer for that, pronouncing those great golf names.
I'd like to go out with them after the round. Yeah.
That's true. That might be more fun. Absolutely. So Daly and Allen are your leaders there as at the Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf. That's our look at our PGA Champions Tour report. We'll get the PGA Tour leaderboard check coming up in our next segment. Kevin Sylvester's at the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio, and we'll find out what's going on there. Kevin, I heard him yesterday listening, was with Jimmy Walker's group, and we'll find out what's going on in that event coming up at about 7:50. But we're at 7:31 here, Lockport Town and Country Club, back for another segment along with PGA Pro Jeff Minas. I'm Brian Colziel here on WGR. I want to thank Judd Noto, the new PGA professional, for joining us here last segment. If you missed some of the great stuff that Judd had to say, we'll have our entire show up on our on-demand audio section a little bit later on this morning at WGR550.com. I'll also be tweeting out the audio. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll get it there, at BrianWGR. But Roland O'Malley, the general manager, sticking with us here for another segment. And also now joining us here on our roundtable is Melissa Pinkham, the marketing director. Melissa, good morning.
Good morning.
Do you play golf, Melissa?
I do not.
What?
I keep on meaning to try.
This is the year.
Judd will teach you.
That's
it's
right.
A simple game.
That's right.
It's a lot of fun.
That's what they tell me.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's nothing that can go wrong.
No.
It's all easy.
Yeah, it's
the easiest sport in the world.
Right.
No doubt.
No
absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, thank you for having us here again today. We'll let you go first. I know that you and Roland have both kind of expressed that you guys have some real excitement over a great opportunity this year here at Lockport. So tell us all about it.
We do. So we're offering a promotion currently where you prepay 2019's dues, and the rest of 2018 is actually waived for the dues. You're still responsible for like your monthly assessments and food minimum and that, but it's a great deal, and it's a great way to get in here and try us out.
Excellent.
We worked on this to try to – everything seemed to have clicked here with – new chef, new pro. We've done a lot of things with the golf course, as both of you know. And we worked with the board, and I have a fantastic board of directors. And I said, listen, let's try something. Let's get more people on this course. Get them to try this. And that's what you need to do. Let's offer a special. And as she said, you pay your 2019 dues. You're good for 2 years for this season, because this is just starting today, I think. Here.
Yep.
So if you get in, you get this whole year dues free. Then next year, you're going to go right into regular pay. It's just two for one.
It's like a buy one, get one. It's
you
a
know,
BOGO.
And right. To play this course, and as you've even heard, and many people have said, it's one of the best courses in this whole area. We all know it. It's a phenomenal. Our ground superintendent's done a terrific job over his last 13 years with us. Made a lot of changes here. It's just a phenomenal place to be. And with the patio and the redoing of the pool and all the things that we've done, we want to get people here. So we came up with an idea, let's try to offer, make some value to this to get people here to see how much value is really in Lockport Town and Country Club. And so far, and we tried it at the beginning of the year, it's been successful for us. People are coming out here.
I've never heard of that program before, so that's interesting. It's a good way. It's like renting a puppy, right? You come out the first, you never give the puppy back. You end up joining the club for 2 years, and you enjoy it for many, many years after that.
Yes.
Yeah. Melissa, I think that, obviously the challenge now of trying to figure out ways to make it a kind of a complete package, and I know that, being a member is sometimes for some, it's all about golf, and for some, it's all about other things. And I know that you have some of those other things going on here with the great pool that's always been here, but some of the new things that we've got a chance to see with the renovations. I know last year when we spoke, it was kind of the finishing touches of these renovations, but now you've gotten to see it all the way through. I'm sure you're very happy with what's turned out.
Oh, it's been amazing. It's been amazing because seeing the patio going in and then to completion has just been one of the best things that I've been able to witness in my life, because the joy
of
the members.
That's pretty high praise.
That's awesome.
The joy with the members being able to, see the patio throughout to completion, get out there. They love it, and so do we.
Well, I think when you probably came up with this envision and this plan for how it was all going to look out there with these renovations, and then to be able to see on a great day, it filled up with members having dinners and drinks and those conversations and the heckling the golfers on the 18th and all that goes with it and that atmosphere and the fire pit. I mean, that's probably what's making you guys enjoy it more than anything, is seeing it all together with the members enjoying it.
Exactly. When that patio is full, that's when we're happiest.
Absolutely.
It's created, as I said earlier, the excitement. We've continued and you've done your show here twice a year for how many years now?
Yep.
How we've gone with this club and just continued. There's always a process. There's always another something the following year that's always done. And all clubs do this. You've got to stay ahead of it. And this project was the last, kind of one of the last niches in the whole process that we did going through this whole clubhouse and golf course. And we were all a little nervous about it, including myself, which I drive to get these things done. But boy, when you see the product and the excitement that, when the naysayers come to you and they go, I was wrong. This was really the right thing to do for this club. That makes us all feel good.
Yeah. And I think, too, let's face it. In Western New York, the nice days are not as many as there are in other parts of the country, and people want to take advantage of that. And I think having that outside, inside, sort of both possibility mentality that you have here with all your great rooms that you have now, just walking through here, you've got about four or five different ways that you can enjoy your day depending upon kind of what you're in the mood in, who you're with, what you're celebrating. I think that for those that are looking for a variety of ways to enjoy their golf membership experience here, that you guys have checked a lot of those boxes.
For some people, the hardest decision is, where am I going to sit?
That's right.
You know, if we don't have an event going on and they have options, they just don't even know where they want to be.
That's right.
Because there are so many great options.
All right, so the membership again, or the membership special again, just can we go through the details and then how they can, if would they contact you first in order to kind of go through with the...
Yeah, they can contact me. So again, the details are they prepay 2019's dues, and the rest of 2018 is waived. And like Raul said, it's the golf season is starting today.
Yeah.
So that's a great deal. They're still going to be responsible for monthly assessments and food minimum, and then, of course, any fees. But for their dues, they're taken care of for 2 years for the price of one.
Excellent. Great opportunity. How could they contact you, Melissa?
They can contact me. They can always, I always say stop by. Come see it if you haven't already. Somebody's here pretty much all of the time. So I actually had somebody come in the other day. They stopped in and they left a member. So always, you know, feel free to stop in and see me. But you can also call 433-5969. Ask for Melissa. If I'm not here, somebody else will take care of you, or they'll get you to my voicemail.
Excellent. Roland, just again, I know that I will say that we always feel so welcome coming here. And I'm sure that, I mean, that carries through with people that might be coming in to be members here. I know that's a great atmosphere that you guys have established. It's not even something that I think you guys have to try to do. I think just the people that are here, that's just something that comes natural to you. So I will on the air compliment you and your staff for always having us have that feeling, and I'm sure the members feel the same way.
And they do, and thank you very much. As you know, this is just a reach. This is another part of their home. This is another. Their friends are all here. Their families are all here. So you want to keep that same environment carrying through the whole facility. And my staff, it's a wonderful thing to have members or guests that are here come up and say, you know, you've got the nicest staff. You've got the nicest. I always feel so welcome when I come here. And I know you get that environment anywhere, you know, most of the clubs in our area around here, that's what you get. You really do get that. And that's having good staff around you makes that happen.
Absolutely. Again, the number here, if you want to call Melissa to find out more about this great opportunity, 433-5969. 433-5969 here at Lockport Town and Country Club. Melissa, Roland, thank you again.
Thank you.
Great to be here. One more check of what's going on at the Valero Texas Open, or our first look. When we come back, Kevin Sylvester will be line up on the line. He is there for our check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. When we return here on Tee to Green, we're live at beautiful Lockport Town and Country Club here in Lockport, New York on WGR. Welcome back to Lockport Town and Country Club. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro Jeff Metis here on WGR. I want to thank Melissa, Roland, and Judd for joining us here throughout the show. Again, if you heard about some of those great opportunities to maybe come be a part here of all the great stuff going on at Lockport Town and Country Club, you can call Melissa 433-5969, or as they said, honestly, you can just pull right up and say hello to whoever greets you first, and they'll take you through all the questions and thoughts that you might have about being a part of this course. Kevin Sylvester coming up on the line here in just one moment from the Valero Texas Open, but I know you've played this course many times here.
Yep.
I just love how it's such a variety of holes. Like, you've got some that, obviously, these first couple here that we see by the clubhouse, there's some elevation change and there's some challenge there. But then there's some maybe some more traditional ones toward the back. And, I mean, the par threes are so unique here. The par threes, I love the look of them all, too. And, you know, some of them have that, oh, this one's shorter, it's easier. But actually, sometimes that first par three that you hit sometimes is the hardest one. It's like, because of just the look of it, I think that's such a great variety of holes here. I love the par three holes here too. I think they're awesome.
Yeah, it is a fun golf course, and I would say it's a little challenging to walk. There's some hills here. I mean, for Western New York, it's not challenging if you're from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But it is a nice course. I don't know when was the course built. It's an older looking course.
1911.
Yeah, this original nine holes is 1911, and then they added the other ones in the 80s or late 90s. 91 we added the new holes. It is a fun walk. It's a beautiful old golf course. And it's one of those clubs that's enjoyable. It's like you can just walk up to the door and meet somebody. It's not. There's no pretentiousness. There's no airs about this place. It's very, very comfortable to come to.
Yeah, no doubt. And There's such a great variety of holes. And the 18th, it's a very, very cool finishing hole. For those of you that have never played here, I invite you to even just when you come in to say hello, but look out over where their brand new patio is and check out the 18th hole. It's one of the best finishing holes in Western New York, and you hit over water, bunkers all surrounding the green.
It's people harassing you.
Yeah, it's a real picturesque place. It's exactly what you'd want. There's no doubt about it. All right, Kevin Sylvester now joining us on the line here on TD Green as Brian and Jeff, of course, are here at Lockport Town and Country Club. Kevin is in San Antonio, Texas. Kevin, good morning.
Morning, fellas. You know, I'm thinking about that as you're talking about the par threes, and thinking about how, you know, I always have a good round going, and then I get to 15 and hit a tee shot there and hit the front of the green and yell for the ball to stay, and then it comes down the hill. fun golf course to play, for sure.
Yeah, the par three that you're referring to, that one's another one that sometimes is challenging to judge the distance on and things like that. But, Kev, you played here many, many, many times. You mentioned one of the holes that you like, but just overall, for those that maybe are interested in hearing more about this place, for the golf side of things, what do you like about playing here?
You know what? I love the golf course. I really do. I think it is so unique in that you have, you know, it was originally nine holes, and you have all the mature trees aligning the mix of the front and the back nine, you know, one through five. Then you come back over 15, 18 on in. You know, I love that the par fives, you know, it's not reachable, but it is, you know. I don't suggest.
Oh, it's reachable. Come on.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, it's very tough to get it up there on the surface. And because of how the green complex is, you may be better laying back, in my opinion. And I'll say
you're hitting
the same
a seven
thing.
Iron in, aren't you, Kev?
Yeah, and then I'm hitting another seven iron in too after that. And 17s are real cool. That one is reachable in two, but there's so much trouble up there too by the green. So it's just great what they've done, and then they've, you know, made some enhancements, if you will. Especially number three, which I think is one of the toughest par fours in all of Western New York. The tee shot is so difficult. And then that green, too. You've got to know the green and where to hit the golf ball. As many as like professionals play a golf course, they know where to put the ball on a green to be in position to make a putt or to get out with a par, depending upon where the hole location is. So it is just a fantastic round of golf, and the members there are just so welcoming and great people, as you guys mentioned.
Yeah. All right, let's get our PGA Tour leaderboard check brought to you by Encore Golf, Buffalo's Golf Ball, and by Donald Ross, the world's finest golf apparel.
And I wish, Jeff, by the way,
we're looking good in our Donald Ross gear here today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I brought my TD Green Donald Ross pullover yesterday. You know, I looked at the long range forecast here in San Antonio, and I'll look in the 80s. Well, that changed, and, I felt embarrassed. I even said this on the PGA Tour radio broadcast. I said, I'm embarrassed to say I'm chilly out here being from Buffalo, but it was chilly yesterday. Conditions were, it was, you know, they said that it got to 63 degrees. I don't believe it with the wind that was in San Antonio. It was a fall-like day on the golf course at TPC San Antonio.
The leaderboard that I'm looking at on my phone that said round two weather was 62, so you were right on with that. At the top of the leaderboard, Ryan Moore and Zach Johnson are tied for the lead at -9. And Zach Johnson knows how to play Texas golf courses. He's had success there in the past. What has been the buzz surrounding his first two rounds so far, Kevin?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is he's won this tournament back-to-back years, but not at this golf course. It was at La Cantera, where he won back-to-back titles in the Texas Open. So he has not won here. He had a challenging first round where nothing happened, but he was out early yesterday, and I think the greens were a little more receptive, made an eagle, and just was threatening the course record, just had everything going for him, and even said afterwards that, you know, I didn't have anything perfect. I probably made some more putts than I should have, but I'll take it. You know, I need to have something happen for him this year. And then, you know, Ryan Moore, I followed him yesterday morning in his round, and the most impressive thing about Ryan Moore is through 36 holes, he has a clean card, no bogeys.
Really?
Yeah, which and the conditions they had on the first day was incredible. And this golf course is so difficult. It's a hard golf course. You know, some of the greens they're very narrow and tough to hold when you get on them. And then when you couple the winds in there, and even if you miss a tee shot, the rough, I mean, there's a lot of limestone and rocks. It's not like you're going to get an even lie, and you may have to just pitch out. And there's a lot of cacti around here, the yellow rose of Texas, as they call them. A lot of those around, and, you know, Jimmy Walker, I remember in 18, on the first day, he had to take a drop out of a cactus. Just a tough break, and then, you know, chips out and then hits his fourth and no hazard. He took two penalty strokes and made a double bogey, which was remarkable that he was able to do that. So very difficult golf course.
Are all these players, do they have the flatter ball flight? Is that the story of Texas? Those guys come out hitting the ball real flat because of the wind. What's Ryan Moore's ball flight like? We know Zach Johnson hits a flat ball. What about Ryan Moore?
Well, Ryan Moore doesn't. He likes to cut the golf ball. And, you know, it's just amazing to me that he leads the tournament in driving accuracy this week. So he's definitely, shaping his golf ball into the wind. And, you know, 17, for example, yesterday, hole location in the back, drivable par 4, he decided not to go for the green. Now, he doesn't really have the length to get there, but he decided to lay back and had 115 yards instead of having one of those, you know, sometimes in the wind, Jeff, as you know, a 60-yard shot can be awkward for the guys because you may not get the spin with how, acceleration you have to put on the golf ball to do that, and the wind will take some of that off, and you're off the back of the green. So, and the wind was coming off the left. That's where he hits the golf ball. So he put himself on the right side of the fairway, you know, had his ball hold up against that wind on the cut, and 16 feet away, made another birdie on his way in. So really controlled his play and his golf ball really well off the tee.
Awesome. Well, Kev, we'll leave you with this thought here. Just for those that may be watching the event on TV over the weekend, what's something to watch for, something unique about this course that we should keep an eye on for those watching on TV this weekend?
Well, you know, the 16th hole, the finishing holes here, 16, 17, 18. 16, Greg Norman designed the course, and I got to talk to the Shark the other day, by the way, which was pretty cool. About the golf course. But 16, Sergio Garcia helped consult on that, and they put a bunker in the middle of the green, kind of a homage to Riviera's sixth hole. This is more of a two-donut with a back upper shelf and a lower shelf. So that's a neat hole to watch. 17, drivable par 4, and then 18, such a tough par 5. In the last couple of years, it's taken a birdie on 18 to win. So I expect this to come down to the wire right at the finish.
Excellent. Kevin, thanks so much. We'll be listening for you on PGA Tour Radio, and we appreciate you joining us here this morning. I know you got up a little earlier to join us. What is it, an hour behind? Or an hour, yeah, be an hour behind us here. So
are they an hour or two in tech?
I think it's one, right? One hour, right, Kevin?
It's one. If there were two, I would not be joining you.
Awesome. Thank you for your dedication, Kevin. We appreciate it.
Yeah,
we'll see you next week.
You got it, boy.
All right, thanks. Kevin Sylvester with us here live on Tee to Green. He is at the PGA Tour event this week, the Valero Texas Open in San Antonio. Pretty cool course there. Next week for the PGA Tour players, there'll be the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, which is shaping up to be a real better field than maybe what they've been getting in the past. And then for Mother's Day weekend, we're 2 weeks away. By the way, if you haven't thought about that, you should prepare for your mom's. The best people in the world, take care of them. That's coming up in 2 weeks with the Players' Championship, which is always a fun event. It really does feel like the fifth major.
That could cause some friction in the house if you want to watch a Players' Championship on Sunday. So make your plans early.
That's right.
Schedule your day the proper way.
Take mom out to brunch to get all that taken care of, and then you can watch the end there.
Yeah, no dinner on that day for mom.
Absolutely.
No, just
no doubt. Well, for everyone here at Lockport and across Western New York golf courses, this is really like opening weekend. It's finally gotten here. I know people have been chomping at the bit. We're excited here to get going. And for people that are listening right now, they might be going out to play their first round of the year this weekend. Jeff, how about just a quick last-minute bit of advice for those maybe playing for the first time this year?
Yeah, I would take the expectations out of my round today. I just go out and enjoy being out there and working on solid contact, working on my balance, and as we spoke earlier, trying to create a little speed out there today. Hey, take your 7-iron and try to hit it one club further than you normally do a couple times on the golf course today. See if you can do it.
Challenge yourself. You might miss hit a shot that you normally don't, and that's okay. It's going to happen today. So just let that go right now, right?
although we are in posting season already, so you might want to it started the 15th. Can you believe it? We're already posting around. So maybe don't mess around too much because you'll start padding your handicap and you'll get a bad rep.
That's right.
Yes.
Next week we will be heading south, which is usually kind of what you do here from Lockport, but much south. We'll be heading to Bradford, Pennsylvania.
Pine Acres. Kirky Stauffer. We're going to see him. He's heading off to the Senior PGA Championship. We're looking forward to chatting with him about that a little bit, and it's a really nice course tucked in below Allegheny State Park there. It'll be a nice day for us.
Absolutely. So that is where we will be next week. Of course, we want to remind you just a couple of things. You can be a part of our next Batavia Downs Majors Challenge. We're in contact this week with our Masters winner. That was Steve Kearney, and he's off to Batavia Downs for a great night of fun. A hotel night, free play money, restaurant and drink money, and that was all courtesy of our friends at Batavia Downs. Our next Majors Challenge will be for the U.S. Open. We mentioned that earlier with Judd, where he used to work, Shinnecock Hills. So in June, so you can start making your picks ready. Again, I'll have all the information on Twitter at BrianWGR. If you don't follow me, that's where all the info is going to be for the contest. Make sure you follow me at BrianWGR.
And follow me at Mietus, Mietus PGA. We'll be,
this is the year of Mietus on Twitter, I heard.
This is the year, yeah. I've had the account. I just, you know.
You've been very active on Twitter.
Yes,
I've been noticing.
I'm learning.
So good luck to you and Tim this week. By the way, kudos to also for those from the Buffalo News this week, Jay Skursky, Jerry Sullivan, and all the staff that worked on the golf preview. Some really good articles in there. Thanks to Sully for he threw a couple of quotes in there for me about the scrambles.
I read that, yes. Did you want to finish second?
Do you like my thing about finishing second?
I couldn't agree more.
You finish first, you're getting booed. Everybody thinks you cheat, that you cheated.
And they wrote a real nice article, as Kevin did earlier in the year, on the Buffalo Sports page about our new facility at Glen Oak, which we're very, Tim Freeze, the new owner there. It's very, very exciting to
You and Tim were in there quite a bit. Nice picture of Tim there standing at the PGA Championship.
Yeah, he's a very good player, Tim. That's why.
That's right. Well, they had to sell papers. Color photo of Tim.
Oh, he's so good looking. Yeah, that'll sell papers.
That's right. So anyway, I want to thank everybody here at Lockport Town and Country Club. Judd Noto, the PGA professional. Melissa Pinkham, the marketing director. And, of course, the great general manager, Roland O'Malley, for having us. Again, if anything that you listen to today intrigues you, you want to stop by, they're welcoming to you as well. You can also give them a call, 433-5969. We'll be back here later in our Tee to Green season for another show at Lockport. Next week, we will be at Pine Acres in Bradford. And for Kevin Sylvester and all everybody here at Lockport Town and Country Club, thanks to Jeff Mietus, our PGA pro here always on our show. Joe DiBiase back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Joe. My name is Brian Colesiel. I appreciate you listening here. Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Michelob Ultra by Custom Turf and our home clubs, Fox Valley, Tantera, and Briarwood. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll talk to you next week on Tee to Green.
Go play golf today.
Absolutely. Right here on WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.